Higher iron ore prices and favorable currency effects has Kumba Iron Ore in a free cash flow position of over close to 21 billion rand. That's up 21%. And despite production declines over its annual period, shareholders will reap the benefits of that. A final cash dividend of over 41 rand a share has been declared, bringing the total payout to almost 61 rand. That's up 30%. Company CEO Themba Mkhwanazi joins us now to discuss the group's annual performance in greater detail. Thanks so much, Themba, for your time this evening. So Kumba's approved the 3.6 billion rand extension of its flagship Sishen mine. This now takes total new spend for Kumba to 10.6 billion rand, and that, of course, following your Kolomela extension. How much of a game changer are we looking at here in what is an already a very prosperous environment?
Yeah, look, we're very excited. It is very much a game changer. And for us, when we look at the UHDMS, we look at it from the perspective of, because we are able to process at a much higher density than the current one, we're able to beneficiate more. So effectively, it gives us the opportunity to take up our premium products from the current 18% to well over 50% by 2024. The other element of the UHDMS is that it then allows us as well to stockpile lower grade material from current arisings and being able to treat those towards the end of life of mine. So effectively, because we're able to do that, we're able to add about 3 to 4 years of life of mine extension. And of course, that's over on and above the additional 3 years life of mine that we also announced today because of our mine optimization activities. And then, of course, because of the additional material of about 110 to 130 million tons, we bring our strip ratio at Sishen from a life of mine down from the 3.8 to 3.1, which obviously has a big impact on costs. So very excited, and also very excited about the fact that we have announced about 11 billion in CapEx spend when you consider Kapstevel South and UHDMS. That shows a lot of confidence in the South African economy and our investment in South Africa.
So Themba, you say you're confident in the South African economy. How confident are you in the overall operating climate and environment to afford you the capability to actually leverage effectively off that opportunity that does arise? Because just last year, you wrote about the risk of South Africa losing momentum if we're not deliberate about what we need to do beyond the crisis.
So, I mean, our view would be that we all have a role to play. We are quite blessed in that we are endowed in the ore base that we have. I mean, being in the Northern Cape, high quality hematite ores. We are also very fortunate as well that, you know, we have the infrastructure from a rail and logistics that's provided to us by Transnet, and we have the relationship, not just us, but obviously as part of the industry for that corridor that has collaborated very well, even in the times of COVID. Certainly, you know, there are certain things that still need to happen in the economy. Some of the reforms that have been identified through the discussions by business and government through Business for South Africa. Some of those relate to energy supply and energy mix. Some of those relate to infrastructure. And from our perspective, we are clearly saying we are playing our role, and we obviously, through collaboration and engagements, we also encourage and are encouraged by government in terms of the need for them to play their role as well.
So how do you see that then feeding into the market you're catering to, Themba? Because over this period, total annual sales fell 6%. It was largely driven by an 84% decline in domestic offtake. You saw export sales volumes down 2% as well. So that's a lot more marginal. But what kind of market are you being going to cater to? Talk us through some of that, you know, supply-demand dynamic that's in play.
Yeah, so I mean, from a marketing perspective, we saw robust demand, largely from China in the first half. I think when you look at it overall for 2020, it was about a 6% increase in steel demand. But what we saw, though, in the second half was the rest of the world from a steel production perspective coming back online. And that sort of came through in terms of a V-shape recovery. Clearly, in 2020, that obviously coincided with some of the challenges from a supply perspective, and in particularly in the first half because of extreme weather impacts in both the Pilbara and Brazil. And then, of course, the impacts of COVID largely impacting on Brazilian exports, also lending support to the higher iron ore prices. And of course, at the beginning of this year, we've seen those peak at 9-year highs. We still continue to see some robust demand from China. I mean, December alone, I think they were up about 11% from a steel, and that continues throughout January. Yes, some of the majors have announced some marginal increases in capacity, but we still believe that there are still going to be some supply constraints, which again will be positive and supportive for the higher iron ore prices, even though they are likely to moderate from the current levels. I mean, we think that they're likely to moderate from the current average of 160 down to about a floor of around 130 to 135 for the remainder of 2021.
Okay, so at this point, Themba, we're a day before budget, where mining remains, of course, one of South Africa's largest export earners, employing close to 500,000 people directly, an additional 4 million to 5 million people indirectly. And where growth from the bullish commodity markets are already expected to bolster state coffers, what are you anticipating from Finance Minister Tito Mboweni come tomorrow?
My view is that mining plays a significant role. And for example, we announced in the results today that we actually contributed about 13 billion rand to the fiscus in terms of royalties and taxes. What I would like to see clearly is probably more clarity and certainty around some of the actions that are actually being taken, which really relates to the reforms that are required to really kickstart the economy, particularly, under this cloud of COVID-19. So that's really what I would like to see from the minister.
Well, let's leave it there. Themba, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us on the line this evening. That, of course, Kumba Iron Ore CEO, Themba Mkhwanazi.